February 14th, 2022, 2 p.m. Special session begins here.
We was going to do a workshop, but we made this a special session so we could actually vote on the deal. 14th day of February 2022 at 2 o'clock here in the courthouse. And we'll start with the invocation. You want to lead us an invocation this time?
Our dear Father, we do thank you for this beautiful day you sent our way. Lord, we just thank you for the many blessings that you send our way each and every day. Lord, we just ask for your guidance and direction as we do the county's business. Father, we ask for godly wisdom. And this in Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
Amen. All right, let's go to agenda item number one. Consider and take action approving authorizing county judge to execute order regarding settlement offers in the matter of Texas opioid multi-district litigation for Franklin County in the matter of County versus Franklin versus Purdue Pharma Incorporated MDL pretrial calls number 2018-63587 in the 152nd District Court in Harris County. Remove to MDL 2804 NDOH, Mr. Reed Martin. And I will go ahead and, if anybody has a public comment, raise your hand and we'll let you speak at any time that you want to. All right, go ahead.
Thank you. Judge, I'm going to hand you an order and then three different release forms.
Okay.
The order, so the court knows, is authorizing the judge to sign accepting the settlement offers that have been made globally to the state of Texas. Since we're not in an executive session, I'm not going to be able to go over the specific dollar amounts. I have shared it with the judge, and I'd be happy to speak with the court about those matters. But as your counsel, we are recommending that you do accept these settlements. You'll recall that you've already accepted and agreed to the Johnson & Johnson settlement. So these are three different ones with Teva Corporation, Endo Corporation, and the Big Three distributors, which means additional funds coming directly to your county and then additional funds going to the opioid abatement program that gets 70% of the dollars. And these are very good settlements that we're recommending.
Okay. Anybody have any questions?
It's kind of hard to know what we're agreeing to.
Well, the last time
what we're agreeing to.
I know
what the agenda item is.
Yeah.
We don't know whether we're authorizing you to settle for a quarter or $1 million.
Yeah.
It's somewhere in between, I bet.
Well, probably
more to the low side.
I messed up, and I meant to tell her executive session. I had things just kind of.
What we can do is I can let you hold on to those if anybody feels uncomfortable at all.
Okay.
And we could, when you can, have an executive session, and maybe I could attend by phone. You're seeing me here today, and I'll do it by phone. And I'll answer any questions, and I'll give you the specifics and everything.
Okay.
We're not trying to hoodwink you here. It's just I don't feel. Here's the problem. If I say too much, I might be waiving the attorney-client privilege, and we don't want to do that for you guys, and I don't want to be doing that for us.
Sure.
So I really can't talk any more in specifics today. But when you I have to have this done by March 10th.
Okay.
But anytime before then. And I'll make myself available to speak with you. We can do it over Zoom or we can do it over the phone, however y'all want to do it.
What's a good day for you? If we had another meeting, that'd be happy Friday, right?
Yeah.
72 hours from right now.
You want to put it on the next agenda if he doesn't have to have it on March 10th?
Yeah, you can put it on the 28th.
Can you 28th, you got several meetings with...
I am going to be in Hopkins County on the 28th, but... I'll work it out. You know, if I'm going to get on the phone with you guys, I can do
that. What time are you going to be at Hopkins?
9 o'clock.
Why couldn't we have one in the early afternoon or just prior to noon?
Well, if he can just do the phone.
Yeah.
Well, if he wanted to come over here, we'd have.
It's up to you guys, and I will be happy to come back over, or I'll be happy to get on the phone. It's really what you.
How about?
And that day to work.
Yeah. You just give us time that you think that we'll just couple of meet up here and give us we'll do a phone deal with you where you can just
okay. Well, are y'all meeting on the
28th?
Yes. On the 28th,
y'all do it.
Just do your regular meeting, and we'll go into executive session where you can call me on my cell phone,
okay. And
I can work it out with Judge Newsom if I need to be stepping away to talk to you guys or.
Well, we can make it. You can make it about 10:30, and I'm sure they'd.
Yeah. The agenda.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll just put down 10:30 on the 28th, executive session with our attorney on the opioid.
So you want a special session for it, or are you just going to recess to that?
We can recess until we meet with him. Then when he calls us, we can go back into off recess. That way we can be at any time.
You can just put on the regular agenda.
Yeah, you can put on the regular agenda. And then we'll recess until we get a hold of you.
Okay.
After that meeting.
Yeah, just put it in the executive session so I can discuss this openly with you.
Do you recommend we approve it?
Yes, sir. I sure do.
Yeah.
Not just me, but the entire team. I'm here. You know, we all have a bunch of lawyers working for you. I just want to.
Is it Johnson & Johnson? Is that public information at this stage, or is that a private?
Well, as far as what I mean by private is what the county's going to get directly versus.
No, but is it Johnson & Johnson? You said we've already agreed to that.
You've already agreed to that.
Is that public knowledge what we've agreed to?
Not the specific amount that your county's getting is not necessarily public information. That may be y'all might want to keep that, you know, and decide what you're going to do for budgetary reasons and. You know, I don't know. I don't want to get into your business on how you will choose to publicize that at some point.
When it goes into our account, it's going to have to be a public.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's going to have to be open to that. And
right.
But as far as right now, I can understand why you want to kind of do that. And I apologize for.
Hey, it's no problem whatsoever. I'm glad to be here, and it's good to be in front of you. And you know, I get to at least see you in person and say thank you to all of you for joining the litigation and for supporting us for doing this. We've been doing it for 4.5 years now.
Yeah.
And because Dallas County was set for a bellwether trial this year, that's what put the pressure on these big pharma companies to come to the table and reach a settlement. And this is not a settlement with the nation. It's not a global settlement all over the country. This is just for Texas. The money coming directly to Texas. And it's really exciting stuff, and we'll be happy to share the details with you at the appropriate time.
With these three that you're talking about and the Johnson & Johnson, is there any more?
There will be more, yes. There's one more active defendant in the litigation. And then there's also people that are in bankruptcy right now, like Purdue Pharma,
yes.
Mallinckrodt, they're in bankruptcy. And then the retailers are still out there. So this is just steps along the way that we're making, and this is basically step two.
Yeah. And we can discuss on how we can spend these on opioid.
You're probably not going to answer this question, and I understand that, but
yes.
You mentioned the retailers. What about the prescribers?
The doctors? Yeah, they're not. We have sued some in the cases, but I don't think you'll find individual doctors being held responsible.
To me, they're it.
Right. Well, my practice is developed all around medical malpractice. That's why I always represent people in medical malpractice cases. So,
to say you're breaching the requirement, the retailers can't sell it unless they prescribe it.
I'm not one of them. You know what his name is? Dr. Field.
He's got a lot of associates.
All right.
Well, so we will we'll talk on the 28th, and assuming y'all vote and you approve it and everything and accept our recommendations, then all you'll have to do is have someone email those documents to me that day, and it's plenty of time.
Okay. And that's what we'll do. We'll just put you on a 9 o'clock deal,
okay.
And then we'll go through ours, and that way you're over there, and then when we get through, I'll give you a call and text you and say, hey, we're ready whenever you are, and that, and we'll just go back and.
Very good. I'll touch base with you before the 28th.
Okay.
All right. All right. Thank you guys. Appreciate it.
All right. All right. Thank you. All first out. All right. Thank y'all. Sorry about that. That'll be a second session.
Somebody needs to go pick up barn barrels behind the EMS.
Go pick up what?
Barn barrels behind the EMS house. I can't pick them up because they collapse, so somebody needs to go pick those up.
You look at a fan over close. May have to walk to the front ground.
What are y'all doing?